All right, good afternoon. I'd like to call the April 23rd, 2026 meeting of the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors to order at 2:33 p.m. Today's meeting is conducted in person with several directors participating remotely. The General Counsel will now make the appropriate announcement for that participation.
Thank you, Chair Serrano. Directors Abdullahi, Director Freehoff, and Director Miller are all appearing remotely due to the just cause exception in AB 2449. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. General Counsel. With those directors participating remotely, all votes today will be by roll call. As we move through our agenda, I will be moderating requests to speak. To request to speak, please press the speaker button at your seat. For those online, raise your hand and hope we see it. Vice Chair Hilliker, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, Vice Chair Hilliker. Madam Deputy Clerk, will you please call the roll and announce whether a quorum is present?
Director Flessy? Katz?
Here.
Paul?
Yes.
Scalzetti?
Here.
Vice Chair Hilliker?
Here.
Directors Morrison?
Present.
Sanchez?
Here.
Myers?
Here.
Rivera?
Here.
Roback? Quaylen?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Heidemann? Norman?
Here.
Wall? Abdullahi?
Present.
Ayala?
Here.
Buckowitz?
Here.
Douglas?
Here.
Fong Sakai?
Present.
Macedo?
Present.
Madaffer? Molina?
Here.
Chair Serrano?
Here.
Directors Whitburn? Supervisor Desmond?
Here.
Directors Lines?
Here.
Freehoff?
Present.
Castaneda?
Here.
Kirschbaum? Arant?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
And Ray?
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. Do we have any proxies?
We have two proxies. Director Flessy is the proxy for Secretary Acosta. Director Scalzetti is the proxy for Director Coates Hedberg.
Noted. Item four is public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to address the board on items within the subject matter of this board of directors. Madam Deputy Clerk, do we have any members of the public wishing to speak?
I have no in-person speaker slips. If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press star 9 if listening by phone. We have one speaker, Everett. You'll have 3 minutes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. My name is Dave Everett. I'm with the Western Electrical Contractors Association. I testified during the committee as well, but I wanted the full board to see that the PLA presentation, the project labor presentation in the Engineering and Operations Committee, it wasn't even gone through by the staff. It wasn't read through. Nobody answered any questions regarding it. And there certainly were a lot of questions regarding it, because the whole premise of this project labor agreement was that we were going to get more local hire. And even though the goal was set ridiculously low at 60%, the unions didn't even come through with half of what they promised. And this isn't the first time that they have not been completely honest with you guys during this project labor agreement. They said they would not result in less bidders. You guys have had several projects where you've only had one bidder for the project. There was a third project that went out to bid without the PLA because you received so few bids. So this isn't the first time that the union bosses have been dishonest about this special interest agreement. And the fact that staff won't even sit up there and answer any questions regarding something that is only coming in at 50% of what was promised is doesn't give a lot of reassurance to ratepayers that are paying for all these. Also, it was noted in one of the other committees that you guys are doing some kind of workforce development outreach, and that you have a new TikTok, and it's going to put out these great rocking videos to help with workforce development. You know what would help with a lot more workforce development is if you didn't ban all the non-union apprentices that live and work in San Diego and San Diego County from working on these jobs. The same reason you're seeing less bidders is this project labor agreement, when the same reason that you're getting less workforce development is this project labor agreement, because you're discriminating against 80, 90% of the market and you're seeing less bids, and then you're discriminating against every single non-union apprentice, non-union apprentice that works in San Diego, that works in San Diego County. And so, you know, it's not shocking that you're only getting half of your local hire goals. The other thing I'd like to point out to this committee is that 60%, like I said, was a ridiculously low goal to begin with. No one has come through from staff and said, what was your local hire goal before this even started? I have a feeling that you were getting a higher number than 60% before you even started this project labor agreement. So you're getting less bids, you're getting higher costs. And at a time when all these rate increases are going up, all the union members in San Diego County have to pay these rate increases that are a result of these bad decisions. They have to cut their family budget so the members of this committee can play politics with ratepayers' money and give a special interest deal to their political donors. So you're not helping union families. You're not helping union workers. You're certainly not helping workforce development. This PLA has been a complete
failure.
Thank
you. Your time is up. I have no further speakers.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Clerk. Item 5 is our additions to the agenda. Do we have any additions to today's agenda?
There are no additions.
Thank you. Moving on to item 6 is the approval of minutes. Before us today is the approval of the minutes of the formal Board of Directors meeting of March 19th, 2026, and the special Board of Directors meeting on April 9th, 2026. I have a motion from Director Scalzetti, a second by Director Ayala. Madam Deputy Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Director Sflessy?
Yes.
Katz?
Here, yes.
Paul?
Yes, approved.
Scalzetti?
Yes.
Hilliker?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Myers?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Roback? Quaylen?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Norman?
Yes.
Abdullahi? Director Abdullahi? Ayala?
Yes.
Buckowitz?
Yes.
Douglas?
Yes.
Fong Sakai?
I abstain on March 19th meeting minutes since I was not present. Yes on the other item.
Macedo?
Yes.
Molina?
Yes.
Chair Serrano?
Yes.
Director Lines?
Yes.
Freehoff?
Yes.
Castaneda?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Ray?
I abstain from the meeting minutes from March because I was not there. Yes on everything else.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you very much. Moving on to item 7, which is our presentations and public hearings. Item 7A is the presentation of Science Fair Award winners. I'd like to invite up our Director of Public Affairs, Mike Lee, for the presentation and a short video.
Excellent. Thank you, Chair Serrano. And as Alex alluded to during the LPO report, the Water Authority has a long history of fostering future water professionals through the Greater San Diego Science and Engineering Fair. Each year, we award prizes to the top 3 water-related projects in the junior division and the senior division with the help of a few board members. And I again want to acknowledge Directors Morrison and Buckowitz for joining us this year. It is hard to describe the energy in the Balboa Park Activity Center when it is filled with hundreds of very smart and nervous and excited teens. But this video should give you a little sense of it.
Here you've got something that are actually going to make some changes in this world and do some good things. You know, it's amazing to be with these kids.
My project is called Comparison of Efficacy of Portable Filtration Straws in Eliminating E. Coli Contamination. In my project, I tested 4 filtration straws, one called the Modern Needs, one called the Normandy, and one called the Lysol, which is the most common one.
I'm excited about the talent that our youth have and their concern for our environment. I think they're not going to tolerate what's been going on the last 100 years. I think they're going to change that.
Well done, and good job, Jerry. Mayor Morrison as well. Okay, moving on to item 8, which is our chair's report. I do want to start with some of you may have noticed my late arrival to today's meeting, which I hope you will excuse. However, I was attending the funeral services for one of our San Diego police officers, Lieutenant Brian Avera. He was someone I knew personally. I had worked with over a number of years. He served the San Diego Police Department for nearly 2 decades, and he unfortunately passed away after an 18-month battle with pancreatic cancer at the age of 43. He's been survived by his wife, Hillary, his 8-year-old daughter, Ava, and 4-year-old son, Brian Jr. As the chair of this body representing the city of San Diego, I would like to take a moment to uplift him and his family in this moment and in this space where I can. So I'd humbly like to ask this board of directors for a moment of silence in remembrance of Lieutenant Brian Avera. Thank you all, and Godspeed, Brian. Moving on, tomorrow I'm joining two of our colleagues, Vice Chair Hilliker of the Lakeside Water District and Director Rivera of the Otay Water District for a discussion on the future of water at a special Albondigas convening. Some of you may recognize that name as they regularly convene local public affairs conversations. So this will be held in downtown San Diego at noon. I know our general manager is also scheduled to have his own Albondigas session in, I think, June, thanks to the resurgence of, I guess, Albondigas Central by Director Madaffer. So everyone keep your calendars marked for that. Lastly, I would just like to say, I know I'm a day removed, but I hope you'll forgive the belated thanks and appreciation here. But I want to take a moment to recognize our administrative staff here at the County Water Authority. Yesterday was Administrative Professionals Day. So I just wanted to take a moment to say to Jessica, Roxana, all of the Sandras, the one out there, the one that works with Dan, Kelly, all of the administrative professionals here that keep the Water Authority, keep this board running and moving forward. Thank you all for what you do. Know that we appreciate you all very much. That will conclude my report. Item 8B is the report of committee actions. Madam Deputy Clerk, will you please provide a report of the actions taken by committee today?
The Administrative and Finance Committee noted and filed the monthly treasurer's report. Imported Water authorized the general manager to execute agreements establishing the rights for Westside Agricultural to receive assignment of 100% of the Water Authority's recharge recovery and storage capacity in the Semitropic Water Bank and for the sale of 7,717 acre feet of banked water. The Legislation and Public Outreach Committee adopted a position of support on S-3737, the Grow Smart Act, adopted a position of support on S-3738, the More Water Act, adopted a position of support on AB-1893, Wildfire Prevention, Local Assistance Grant Program, Eligible Activities, adopted a position of support on AB-2739, Community Water Affordability and System Stabilization Act of 2026, adopted a position of support on SB-1313, Public Water Systems, Grants and Loans, per and polyfluorokyl substances, adopted a position of support on SB-872, Delta Levees and Canal Substance Fund, adopted a position of support on AB-2215, Water Rights Permits, State Water Project. The Engineering Operations Committee rejected J.F. Shea Construction bid protest and awarded a construction contract to James W. Fowler in the amount of $30,472,539.85 for the Pipeline 5 relining Oceanside 5 flow control facility to Huckleberry Lane project. Water Planning and Environmental had no reportable action, and that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. That will populate our consent calendar today. So I'll entertain a motion to approve consent calendar items 9.1 through 9.6. I heard a motion from Director Molina.
Second.
Second from Director Katz. Madam Deputy Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Directors Flessy?
Yes.
Katz?
Yes.
Paul?
Director Paul will be voting yes today on all the consent items.
Wow.
Director Scalzetti?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hilliker? Yes. Directors Morrison?
Yes.
Sanchez? Myers?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Roback? Quaylen?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Norman?
Yes.
Abdullahi?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Buckowitz?
Yes.
Douglas?
Yes.
Fong Sakai?
Aye, and just a comment. Director Arant says that his name is not on the board and he was not called earlier.
Oh, I will make sure to fix that. I apologize. Director Arant?
I'm here, yes. But I'm badly burned.
Director Fong Sakai?
Some people get it.
Yes. Aye.
Macedo?
Yes.
Molina?
Yes.
Chair Serrano?
Yes.
Directors Lines?
Yes.
Freehoff?
Yes.
Castaneda?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And Ray?
Yes.
Motion passes?
You didn't call me.
Mayor oh, Sanchez. Sorry. Yes. I think we missed that one. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you. Director Rant, do you have anything else? No? Okay.
I'm good. Thank you.
Gotcha. I saw you on the lights now. Okay. Thank you all very much. We have no action discussion information items. Moving on to item 11, which is our special reports. General Manager.
Nothing to report.
General Counsel.
Nothing to report.
Sandag.
Nothing to report.
Sandag Subcommittees, Borders Committee.
No report, meeting canceled.
Thank you very much. Regional Planning Committee. Hearing no report. Any AB 1234 compliance reports? Seeing and hearing none, Vice Chair Hilliker.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'd like to say that I went on my first MET trip that was guided by Director Denham, and it was very eye-opening to see all the infrastructure that was at Hoover Dam, not realizing really how much electricity that it produced. So I recommend anybody who has the time, if these trips come up, to go. And our water system's a wonderful thing. 1930s technology, still in use today.
Good stuff. I know I missed out. Any other AB 1234 compliance reports? All right, seeing none, item 12 is our closed session items for which there is one. General Counsel, will you please make the appropriate announcement to take us into closed session?
Yes, we will now adjourn into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, Confidential Labor Negotiator. We have adjourned from closed session and have nothing to report.
Thank you very much. There being no further business, the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors is now adjourned.